Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is Tuesday, December the 9th, 2014. I'm Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from the south of Brazil. I'm speaking from Porto Alegre. Today I'm going to be interviewing a former student of mine who has moved to Finland to do his doctorate and also his fiance. Before going to Finland, my student, Paulo, he took some preparation classes for the TOEFL, and then he managed to get a good score. And finally, I also helped him a little bit with some of his, some of his documents, and he had to send a kind of project, like a proposal or something, and I helped him translate that into English. So, well, we're going to be speaking about Finland and about the language and about the people in Finland. So here I am for one more interview of the Follow English podcast. Today I'm going to interview an ex-student, Paulo Dziobczynski. Correct me if my pronunciation is wrong.
It's perfect Polish.
And Maria Valeria, who is his wife, fiancé?
Yeah.
Okay, and they had it. They've just come back from 1 year in Finland. Where exactly in Finland were you living?
We are living in Helsinki, in the capital.
Uh-huh. And are you still going back?
We are just here for the holidays, and then in January we are coming back for at least 3 more years there.
Wow. 3 more years.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 years total.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. As I'm taking the doctoral studies at Aalto University, they are in design, so at least 4 years. So now we are completing the first one, then mm-hmm. 3 more at least.
Okay, well, I think the first question here is, tell us a little bit about your doctorate, few words.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm a graphic designer. I took my master here at URGS in Porto Alegre in the area of design management. And after that, I started to look for opportunities in research and design, and then I found my actor supervisor. And we started to discuss it in 2012. And then Marcus here was helping me a lot, translating and writing my project, my research project. And then I applied it at Aalto University last year.
Aalto,
with two A's, Aalto.
So Aalto University.
Yeah, the Finnish language, there is this double word that sometimes you need to say like Aalto. Then otherwise the native Finns, they will not understand what we are saying. But the name of university is Aalto, and then I applied in that last year, and I got accepted, and I got the scholarship here from Brazil, and then we moved in January for there. But my research is basically in the area of graphic design.
And okay.
Yeah.
Good. In Maria Valeria?
I went to be with him, and
But now
I've applied, and maybe next year I can start to studying also. I'm also a graphic designer, mm-hmm. and it's the same area of graphic design.
Are you also planning to take a doctorate?
Yeah. Then? Uh-huh. Yes. I have a master's from Brazil also. Okay. So,
well, the first million-dollar question is, how did you adapt to the weather?
Oh, the weather.
But Finland.
We think that because last year we are living in Caxias, here in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, and there in Caxias is one of the most cold cities here in our state. So, but in Finland, of course, we got in January minus 15, minus 20, but the whole
That's
city.
That's not too bad.
After zero.
Yeah, after zero, everything is the same. But the whole city is prepared for the winter, so we don't feel cold inside the apartment. Like in Caxias, it was a big problem. It was, let's say, 5 degrees outside, and inside it was 3 degrees sometimes.
Yeah. So it's colder.
In Caxias was terrible, the weather, the winter. But in Finland, it's not a problem. You, of course, you spend, when you are walking the street or you need to take a bus or wait for a bus, then you, okay, 5-10 minutes that you are outside, then you feel some cold, but otherwise it's not a problem. Because people are saying, telling us, you see that when you move to Finland, you not have so much cold as here in Brazil, and we didn't believe in the first time. But now we can say that it's true.
We do. We believe.
Before you traveled to Finland, were you prepared to face the cold, Maria Valeria? I mean, in terms of clothes and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, we bought clothes, but then when we arrived there, we saw that we don't need that much specific clothes. We just need some hat, some gloves, and
a big jacket, like,
yeah, a good jacket.
You just need one good jacket, and this we bought in Lisbon, because our flight, we had 12 hours waiting.
So when you actually when you got there, you already had everything you needed.
Exactly. So in Lisbon, when we arrived there, we went to a shopping center, and then there I bought this big jacket, and we bought, of course, some gloves, some sweaters and things, and winter boots.
That's important because of the snow.
Yeah, you need
it
to
walk. It has to be waterproof.
Okay.
And it has some special sole and that you
special
you,
grips. Like then you can walk and
on the ice sometimes.
On slippery
because,
floor.
Yeah,
exactly.
Slippery floor. Yes, that's it.
Slippery ground in this case if it's outside.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one more thing. What about the people? What's your impression? About the Finnish people.
Oh, the things are a little. Of course, they are very different from Brazilians. The first thing that we noted that it's like I was thinking this because when people give me some handshake, I'm starting to feel a little bit weird. So I think that I'm becoming Finnish because they don't touch itself. Like they don't hug, they don't kiss, they don't. When you meet somebody there, so
no, it's just that if they are close friends, then they would hug and kiss. But you just met someone, it's just a shake your hand,
yeah.
Or
not even
that.
This, yeah, not it's not so that. Common that you, when you yeah. sometimes
and,
you just say, yeah,
and,
nice.
And of course, besides, let's say, professors from the university, probably you have a lot of contact with different professors, but
mm-hmm.
Have you managed to make friends with, I don't know, neighbors or
no.
you know?
No.
It's very hard.
It's very, yeah, they are very closed.
They say if someone says hello to you on the street, probably it's an immigrant. It's not a Finn.
Yeah.
But
say something worse.
No. But
someone says hello to you, kill them. Yeah.
No. It's just that they are very reserved. They are very. It's not that they are
shy or.
They are shy.
Yeah.
But they are not, how do you say, unsympathetic?
Yeah, antipathic.
But
they're not rude.
No,
yes, they
no, they are very polite, and they are always there to help you if you need.
But
it's just that it doesn't come from them, the initiative. Like.
Yeah. I was just thinking, now, do you remember that in July we got invited for a Finn? For a barbecue party in his apartment. It was July, so it's summer in Finland. And I remember that when we were...
Where was this guy from?
He's from the Lapland, so the north of Finland, but he's living now in Espoo, that's a city right next to Helsinki, and he's a doctor student also.
Ah, okay, that's where you got to meet him.
Yeah, this is how I met him, and then he invited us to go for his apartment for this barbecue party. Initially, of course, a barbecue party in Finland. It's a little bit weird, but they have like this bar.
This grill?
This grill, of course, but
with,
then.
Gas.
Yeah. It's, so, but I remember that when.
I saw you posted some pictures on Facebook. It was a kind of. I don't know if it was inside your apartment.
Yeah, it's
but
an
it
electric.
A,
electric.
An electric
yeah.
grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what they have.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is that when we went. Went to in the end of the party when we are hey hello so we are leaving bye bye and this guy he came him and he gave me a hug and I remember this so if I can remember when I got a hug from a Finn so this is something.
Yeah.
So I think he's my friend.
Yeah. Well, now you have a month here to get all the hugs.
Yeah.
For the next coming year.
Yeah, exactly. So I need to make some...
We are lucky we are together to give each other hugs.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
But it sounds like every day at 6 p.m. you meet each other at home. And
let's
okay,
hug.
Let's
but we can say Finns are rude.
No, they are.
They are very polite and...
Uh-huh.
Introverted and shy. And
but
yeah,
yeah.
We're making fun, but we have to respect all
yeah,
the culture.
Course.
Sure, it's another culture for
yeah.
sure.
And Brazilians are sometimes very, you know,
yes.
affectionate, and that might also be a negative point.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
wasn't a Korean friend of ours that he asked, how is it in Brazil? How do you say goodbye or hi?" And Paulo said, people kiss and
yeah, hug,
hug or give your shake your hands and then he tried to kiss Paulo and then Paulo no just for girls
yeah.
men
and girls yeah
no men just shake hands.
I think he had second intention.
He just didn't understand.
Just kidding. Okay good and did you do any traveling around Finland or around Europe?
Yeah, we did a little bit. We went to in Finland. We went to this city called Porvo, with two O's in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a small city closer to Helsinki. We just rented a car when Maria's parents they were there in August. So we went there just spend one day,
mm-hmm.
and of course we went to Rovaniemi. That's the city of the Lapland. So it's the city of the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So we went there.
Joulupukki.
In Finnish,
yeah.
Joulupukki.
Yeah.
This is the Santa Claus. And then we met. The city is very nice. It's a very small city, but it was quite nice. And it was in August, so the city was not ready for the Christmas yet. They have this Santa Claus village that opens only in November, so we couldn't go.
So that was the extreme north, you said?
Yeah, it's the extreme
it's
north.
It's not so extreme, but
yeah,
it's
after
in the north.
It's north.
It's in the Arctic Pole.
Arctic Circle.
Arctic Circle.
It's
yes.
some geography thing that it's exactly there.
The line, they say that
the line in the
is
globe
there.
Crosses exactly there.
Awesome.
In the city.
And what about the midnight sun? Is it real?
Yeah,
it is.
But it's
yeah.
one day.
It's only one
it's,
day.
They call it midsummer.
Midsummer. It's in July.
June. 21st.
It's like
21st.
Some sort of equinox or something.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
so,
it.
This is why the Finnish summer is so good, because
uh-huh.
let's say in June
okay,
and July,
one day you have the midnight sun, but then the probably several days you have
the 11 like something. Yeah, every day it's a little bit less, but sometimes
uh-huh.
it changes only some seconds, and the other day it changes.
But it never gets really dark in
uh-huh.
summer.
And during
okay.
the summer, and of course now in the winter
it
never gets really
light.
Yeah. Well, November was terrible. Now it was.
Yeah,
yes.
But then we went also to Stockholm in Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're a night person like me, it must be cold, you know.
Yeah, at 3 p.m. it's already night, so and at 9 a.m. it's starting to get light, so but it's tough.
Yeah.
We heard that now in November it was only 12 hours of sun during the whole month. And
wow.
the average is 40. So 12 hours of sun during the whole month it's awful. But coming back for the question about the countess, this is where we went to Stockholm in February, but then Maria went again with her family
in August.
We went to Estonia.
Oh wow.
Estonia, then we find out Estonia is the place where the Finns go to buy cheap beer and
cheap alcohol.
Cheap.
Like we go here to
Tallinn, right?
Tallinn, yeah,
yes.
Tallinn.
I heard that Tallinn was the first recently. This happened recently. Was the first city to offer free transportation for everyone in the city.
I don't know this. Yeah.
Yes.
I heard. Well, this probably a report.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe
we didn't use it
because
yeah,
we just arrived in the harbor and walked around.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Tallinn is a very small city, so you can
it's a medieval city. They have the walls there.
Okay.
It's like all everything is this theme.
Yeah,
medieval
domestic.
Theme. Yeah.
And of course they have very cheap beer, wine, and everything. So Finns go very often just to buy and come back. So
it's 3 hours by boat. Yeah. Two and a half.
2.5
by
hours
ship, you
by ship.
By
ship, yeah.
So do they have like the like
go
some
ahead.
Sort of
yeah?
A day cruise. You spend 5 hours there.
All right.
There are some that spend only
one hour, two hours.
So this is exactly you go, you buy your drink, and come back.
And people buy lots of drinks.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy.
So and then we went also to Russia to St. Petersburg with her dad.
Oh,
and Russia was crazy because it's everything. Big and huge, and the buildings, and of course, then the characters of the Russian language. You cannot understand anything.
And aren't you going to take this opportunity to visit Poland?
Maybe, yeah. We have three more years at least, so I need to.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, my family, my grandfather was born in Lithuania.
Okay, it's
yes, I don't know exactly where he was born, but so it's right next to.
Yeah.
Well, you have Estonia, then you have Latvia,
yeah,
then Lithuania.
Yes.
Yeah. We heard that a lot of people go from Helsinki to Tallinn, and then from Tallinn they start going down to these countries.
These countries, yeah.
There are some buses that you can take and go for the full trip. And we went also to London. Yeah.
Okay.
Then because I spent 2 weeks in a small city in the UK called Colchester, taking a course. But during in the middle of this course in the weekend, which was her birthday, and then she went fly to London.
And the end of the World Cup.
And the end of the World Cup, so we watched the World Cup in London.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not so interested in the World Cup in the final. But then this is the place where we went.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
It was.
In one more thing that I think it's interesting to share about the language. How about the language? Did you have a lot of problems at the beginning. Did you have a lot of problems at the beginning?
We had.
And the second question is, have you managed to learn anything?
We are taking courses.
You are? Okay.
We took two Finnish courses. And actually, Maria took the third course, but she didn't finish.
Yeah, I did three courses.
So you took three, I took two.
So you're advanced then.
No.
No, advanced only with 10 years or something. Because a lot of friends, our friends around in the university, like my supervisor, he's Swedish. And you have some colleagues that are from Korea. And they are living there for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. And they don't speak Finnish.
Okay.
So they, it's too hard, I gave up.
But do you is it okay for you to to survive there without just using English?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Because let's say we had to help. We asked for some help for a friend, like to read him some contract or something. But it's not something.
Yeah, but of course, in the beginning we had trouble to eat because we would go out and we couldn't read a menu and. Even at looking to the food, we couldn't understand what is it, and we don't eat fish. That's a problem for us.
Both
of
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, both.
And then we always have to take care of this. Okay, is there fish in there? Right? And Paulo, he has many other things he doesn't eat. So that was the trouble in the beginning, to go to the supermarket. It was very hard.
Yeah. Okay.
And then with the course,
we start to recognize some words.
Some words, yeah. We are lucky they have the same alphabet.
Yeah, at least it's on Russia. Like.
And now we can understand like a context in a text, just reading, because by listening it's very hard.
Very
because
hard.
They
can you say a sentence in Finnish?
Minä nimi on Paulo. So my name is Paulo. But the numbers are funny. So if I want to say that I'm 29 years old, it's Mina olen 29 vanha vuotta. 29 is 29. It's one word. 29.
And I can say Mina olen Brasilialaine. I'm Brazilian.
And this is
Brasilialaine.
Brasilialaine. Because Brazil is Brasilia. They say Brasilia.
They translate everything in Finnish.
Yeah.
For Finnish, like name of countries. Uh-huh. But Brazil is one of the easy that you can easily recognize. But for instance, Russia. Russia in Finnish is Venaya. So my what the yeah. It's so different, so it's difficult to recognize. But Brazil it's quite easy. Yeah, okay. Brasília.
And everything, their second official language is Swedish.
Okay.
And everything there, it's written in Finnish and Swedish. Okay. And sometimes we rely on the Swedish part to understand. Because there's an English root there somewhere okay. that can help us.
Yeah, I know that the Finnish language is somehow related to Hungarian.
Yeah, this is
it's
what we heard.
The real Hungarian family.
That's yes. it, yeah.
This is what we heard.
From hell.
it's in fact a funny story because probably some time in the past, yeah, the two different groups of people separated and yeah. one went to the north and they managed to keep the language, let's say, roughly speaking, mm-hmm. in a very similar and for many, many years. And now still there are some traits
yeah.
and I don't know if Finnish people can actually understand Hungarians and if they can understand each other.
I really don't know.
But
I think not anymore.
I never asked about
or,
it.
Or maybe something like Brazilian Portuguese and Spanish, you know.
Yeah,
like
I don't. But
understand.
I think that the Estonian language, it's a little bit similar.
It's similar, yeah. They say that when
Estonian,
we went to Estonia
to
Finnish.
To Finnish.
Yeah, a little bit similar because
yeah.
when we went there, we saw some words and we saw that it. Well,
yeah, the most weird thing is that we know Finland and the country is Suomi.
All right.
Yeah. So
Suomi and the language is Suomea.
Suomea and. If I'm Finn, so I mean Olen Suomalainen. So they have a lot of these suffixes in the end of the word. So the words become bigger, then it starts to confuse your head.
Yeah.
But
okay.
then if you recognize the initial word, then you start, it means that.
But that's the weirdest thing for us. Like Finland, Suomi.
Yeah, Finland, no, it's not Finland.
And nowadays, do you speak sometimes when you go to a supermarket, at least hello and thank you or
yeah.
things
no,
like that?
No, yeah, you say moi is hello. Moi, hey, terve.
Terve,
there are three. And if you want to say bye, it's moi, hey.
So you just repeat the word.
Yeah,
so.
Or moika.
Moika or...
Moika.
Moi moi or hey hey?
Yeah,
yeah,
like
it's bye.
The new young song, hey hey, my mind.
But maybe
that'd be a big hit in Finland.
Yeah.
But sometimes they say my moi for hi also. So
it depends when you are coming in.
To
understand, like
yeah,
Italian,
ciao.
You can say ciao,
yeah.
and
for
that
everything.
Means hi and.
Yeah.
And we say kitos.
Kitos
is thank you.
Thank you and.
Sometimes they say. Kitty,
it's like small thank you.
Yeah,
we learned
obrigadinho.
That.
We like to translate like that.
Yeah, in Portuguese.
Yeah. Kitty.
Kitty.
Moika.
They have also for saying yes, you can say yo with two O's, or you can say kula, and for no, you can say a, but of course, then this is tricky in the Finnish language, because the no, depending on the verb, you need to convert the no to the person. So if I'm saying I'm not doing that, it's a way of saying no, but if he's not doing something, it's another way of saying no.
Wow.
So the no, there are some variations in the word. So
yes. Like in English we have no and not, and in Portuguese we basically have no.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they have N, et, A, M, Eivat,
yeah,
and
this is all no.
Depending
in what about your routine there? Do you do you use the public transport? How do you go about that?
Depend on the weather. Basically, because we live not in the city center, but from the university is 4 kilometers from our apartment. So when it's good weather, I can ride my bike. There are a lot of cycle lanes, so very easy. In 15 minutes, I'm there. Otherwise, I can take a bus in front of the building that it takes 20 minutes to the university.
Right.
How long do you take by bike?
15, 20, and the bus the same. So, it's only... It depends on the weather. If it's too cold, then I take a bus. Otherwise, I can ride my bike.
And we have bus to the city center?
In front of the building, and there is a train station...
Like
three,
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes from our apartment, so we can arrive in the city center in 10, 15 minutes.
By train, then?
By train.
And do you... is there a subway system?
They have the subway system, but it's not so big.
Yeah.
Probably
because
basically downtown then.
Downtown,
and
we connect downtown to the east.
The east.
The east part. And then they are building out to go to the west, but
okay.
not to the north.
Yeah.
You live in the north?
In the north.
Yeah, we live
in the
north of
part.
The city.
Just because you were high there in Finland, you wanted to go even further north.
Yeah, but it's still Helsinki. But
no, I'm just kidding.
And Helsinki, it's not a big city. It's only 500,000.
Like, it's not north enough.
Yeah. But it's a very small city in a way, but at the same time, you because of the public transport.
How many people live there?
500,000. So
in Helsinki, in Espoo, it's a million.
A million of people. Then it's the metropolitan region, like here.
And the whole country is 5 million
people. Wow.
So it's a.
Everything is small and.
Everything is relaxed.
Would you say there is a place for me there teaching English?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
I think that some of Finns, they don't have a good English sometimes. You cannot understand their English.
Yeah, our Finnish teacher, she told us that sometimes the Finn will say, I don't speak English. But actually, he will be ashamed to talk. Because he will think, I don't have a good English to talk to you. But we are both, we are not immigrant, but we are both not speaking our native language,
yeah,
so it doesn't matter. Actually,
something else that came to my mind here, in relation to work, do you think it's a good place to find a job?
I think it is.
Generally speaking,
yeah. Because now in the university, I'm starting to work in some courses with my supervisor. So
teaching, you mean?
Yeah, I was teaching one lecture in a course, and I'm also working with some students in a project with them. So it's a good place, but at the same time, I think that Finland it's passing for like this economic crisis.
All right.
At least
are they part of the European Community?
They are.
Yeah.
And Eurozone as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the currency is
Euro.
Euro. Yeah.
So different from Sweden and Denmark and Norwegian.
But
Denmark is not in the Eurozone.
I don't think so.
But I don't think that they don't use Euro. So yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, but they don't. I'm saying that they don't use Euro.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Euro is the currency, and is would you say that the cost of living is high in Finland or in Helsinki at least?
Yeah, it is expensive.
Comparing to Brazil too.
Comparing to Brazil, I think if you convert, of course, Euro to reais, then
yeah, like we have Portuguese friends that.
Mm-hmm.
They also live in Euro. It's much cheaper to live in Portugal than in Helsinki.
Yes.
And one thing that it's very expensive in Finland is beer and wine and everything.
Alcohol.
Alcohol in Finland is very expensive.
But that doesn't stop them.
Yeah, it doesn't stop them of drinking a lot, but
mm-hmm.
It's very expensive. If you, like, for instance, if you go have a dinner in some place, let's drink a pint of beer, 8 euros, 9
wow.
euros.
Wow.
So it's quite expensive.
Yeah.
So, but if you buy at the supermarket, maybe it's cheaper?
For instance, I was telling for these friends now, and we are having actually some Brazilian friends now. And if you go to the supermarket and you buy a can of beer, it's 2 euros and 50.
Wow.
And in Tallinn, it's 50 cents.
And it's a common beer.
My
it's not.
It's not a good beer. It's
five times more
exactly.
expensive.
Exactly. It's like the here in Rio Grande do Sul, like Polar. It's the more regular beer. It's 2 euros and 50. 3 euros and 20, something like that.
Okay.
So it's quite expensive drinking.
Well, it was a pleasure to have you here. Yes, we've done well. 27 minutes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just fast.
And, I hope you keep having a good time in Finland.
Yeah, of course.
And hopefully we can do another interview 4 years from 3 years from now. Yes.
Or next year. We need to come to see our friends and family next year again.
Yeah.
So we'll probably coming next December.
I hope Maria Valeria manages to get a vacancy and
study. I hope so too.
Yeah. And I wish you success.
Thank you,
in
of
your
course.
Studies and who knows, maybe find a job there and stay there.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that, of course, my scholarship provider will not like it because.
Okay.
We are open.
Yeah, it's difficult to predict what we are going to do in 5 years, 4 years from now. So we don't think about it.
We just enjoy.
Yeah, we're just living there and enjoying the city.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. Moi moi.
Moi moi.